Well, good morning, everyone. Looking out over the audience, we do have visitors with us today. We're grateful that you're here with us. We've got young, old alike in our audience this morning, and I'm grateful that you are all here. Grateful that you have chosen to worship God on this particular Lord's Day and to be here with us today. I mentioned in the Bible class that as we were right at the tail end of it, that I was going to be doing a lesson today that was going to be I don't necessarily call it two parts. It's actually two separate lessons. But we're going to talk this morning about the different generations that exist in a church. We're going to end up talking about describing, you know, some as older and some as younger. And I'm smart enough, and I know other preachers are smart enough too, to let you decide which generation you fall into. Because I've been told by my mother-in-law she's not elderly, and so I don't argue with her about that anymore. And I also go to the doctor on occasion, and one of the things that they tell me is because of your age, and I get mad. So I understand, but the same thing is true for those who you might consider young. Some of the times we might talk to them and we might say to them, because of your age, and one of these days you'll understand. It's interesting to me that even though you can determine which age group you fall into, that one thing that I do realize more than anything else is that a congregation coexists with younger people and older people. We coexist because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We coexist because we're supposed to be working together in the kingdom of God. And even though we might say to the younger generation, you are the future of the church, that is true, but at the same time, we don't want to overlook the fact that they are also the present part of the church. We don't want them to forget that very thing, that you are to be just as valued for what you are today as what you will become as you get older. And so I want you to understand that and be thinking about that, because in tonight's lesson, we're going to flip the script a little bit. We're going to talk about the younger generation, some things that they need to be telling older Christians. And we're going to be looking at things within the Scripture both ways that should help us overcome what we often consider a generation gap. There is just that, because generations, I experienced it when I was much younger than I am right now, because I still fall into the young category. But I experienced it when I was younger. It seems like the generation gap is the older generation, the younger generation have a failure to communicate with each other on a level that they can both understand. See, we were all are going to have been young, and one day we're all going to be old. We can't avoid that in our growth and thinking about those types of things. But often what happens is the younger generation feels the need to press, and I'm using the words of another preacher right now because I love this. They feel the need to press the accelerator, and the older generation slams on the brakes. And that's the way the younger generation often looks at an older generation in a church. Younger generations want to create new traditions, and the older generations want to hang on to the ones that they have, and they resist any form of change. And when I'm talking about traditions, I'm not talking about changing the truth, but I'm talking about little things of how and when the Lord's Supper might be offered, either at the middle of the service or at the beginning of the service or at the end of a service. Or as it used to be that congregations used to put cloths over the emblems and then took it out and folded it up. That was a tradition. And I remember one congregation, being told of one congregation, when they stopped doing it, the older generation just threw a fit. But there are things that are important to each one, and we need to understand that change should never occur at the expense of truth. Change should only occur when both groups can come together and realize that, yes, we are both part of one another, and that we are going to exist and work together in the kingdom of God. I want you to think about a passage of Scripture right now. I'm going to pull it up on the screen, but if you want to open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 37, go right ahead. Beginning at verse 23. The psalmist says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And I believe that is true whether you are old or whether you are young. If you are truly going to be the one who is going to follow the Lord, you are going to have your steps ordered by the Lord. And He delights in His way, young and old. With sometimes I realize this as the generations have gone on and thinking about